The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
In a very wrong world. online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And it's Open Mic Friday. I hope you guys had a great Independence Day, a great 4th of July, and I'm going to be talking about that in a few minutes. And Jeff is in the studio with me, and we are here to just have a conversation. I hope I was trying to keep it really, really light, but I keep on finding stuff that's really, really deep. And but as long as I don't get to play it because I can't figure out what's going on here, my engineers over the weekend, I guess over the holiday or something, I guess somebody worked when I wasn't here. And they tend to do that. I have great engineers here, and they tend to move stuff around and then take a day off or go run and do something else and handle something else, and I can't find out where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do to make things work. So I'm having issues right now. But I'm not complaining. I'm just stating I can't get my things up. And I'm as knowledgeable as I think I am, I find out how knowledgeable I am not when they are not here. And so I'm trying to make this happen, and I don't know what to do. So you'll need to say a prayer for me, and hopefully I'm getting this all right. Justin Timberlake has put a video up, and it's so explicit and or risque, they won't even play it on the internet. They won't play it on YouTube. Isn't that amazing? And I'm not quite sure. He's fully dressed with a tie on. I want you guys to know that. But he's got all the, he has exposed, and he has, I don't get it. They got all these, this naked woman, and she's in full nudity. And I don't quite get how men decide that they can keep all their clothes on, but yet they can put all the naked women in the back. I'm just confused. Why don't you take your clothes off and make it a naked festival? What, Jeffrey?
No, it's not supposed to be that way. Only women can be naked.
I'm confused. I'm serious. I'm looking at this video by Justin Timberlake, and I mean, it is. It won't. You will not see it on
Rated X.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah.
You will not see this on MTV. On the news
that you know of.
No, you can't. No. You can't play it. They'd have to cut her whole body out. So you would just see this head, and then her lips is, and tongue is just. But he's in full clothes. He got a suit and tie on. He ain't even got his shirt off.
You know why that is?
No, please explain. Look at this. Hey, look at what, Jeff? Looky.
You know why?
What?
This is a man's world.
You know, I'm tired of you and the man's world.
But it wouldn't be nothing
happening right now. What?
Nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
Without a woman.
Without a naked woman or a girl.
Explain it to me.
We just did.
No. Tell me. I want to know, why is it that when I go to see, they always get, you'll never see men with their, they ain't never hanging low with their clothes off. They bust
low,
a sag. They busted a sag with
Tracy.
Nasty drawers, but you can never have them with their clothes off. Yeah?
But the bigger question is,
I'm listening.
Why aren't women up in arms or women's organizations up in arms talking about the exploitation of the female body? That's the question.
That's because we're letting people call us.
That years ago, and now
that's because we're letting people call us bees. Listen, that's because we have no problem. Jeff, you brought in a salad. Wow.
Well, tell me something. Is a woman
a steak
white or black?
Salad. Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Is
a
woman
like
white or black?
No, I ate Subway. Would you? It's just
the woman in the video, white or black?
She white.
Oh,
shit, baby. She white without a tan. White. She white. She ain't no tanny white. She ain't Italian.
Okay. Is she white? Is she white that's built like a sister?
No. Not even close. She ain't even got no bumps and humps.
No,
and she ain't got no curves or nothing.
No.
I'm serious.
Oh, goodness. My thing is I'm wondering whether he reverted
she even
back.
She got a tan line.
Hey, look at this.
Hey,
they revamped a Barbie doll to look like regular people, you know.
Yeah, Barbie got hip.
Barbie got back.
Barbie got hip.
She got back on this doll I saw.
What did I watch? What was I watching that had that same tune? I can't think of it. Oh, man. It was Eddie Murphy. It was an Eddie Murphy movie. I can't remember it. Why? I don't understand, guys. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, can you explain this to me? Why y'all do this to the girls?
She just won't listen, so.
He didn't put me on hold.
Told you, it's a man's world.
So, hey, listen, Jeff, I said today, I said this when I first came up,
mm-hmm.
and you were standing outside.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want to keep this light.
Keep what light?
I want to keep the day light. You know, today's a light
keep
day.
Keep the day light. There's already light outside.
No, I don't want. I want to keep it light, light. I want to laugh and joke and have some fun
yeah.
and do that kind of stuff. I thought that'd be really, really cool. But guess what?
You're in trouble.
They won't let me.
Because it's everything serious out here.
Oh,
it won't let me.
And Jeff, can't you? You didn't even take the 4th of July off. I saw you posted at 4 o'clock this morning. What is
I
up with
I could not
that?
Sleep, and I had to take care of business.
Jeff, that wasn't taking care of business.
Yeah,
you
well.
Crazy. You trying to fix stupid at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hey,
that's
no,
the problem.
No, we just were addressing stupid at that time.
No,
so when stupid woke up, stupid could come in and put
Jeff,
the stupidity
you
on.
You were trying to fix stupid. I was up. You know what I mean? I was up.
Mm-hmm.
I was up working.
You
and
were up.
I was up.
You
I,
didn't say nothing.
I'm smarter than a fifth grader. I'm not doing it. I'm looking up there, and I'm going, why is Jeff posting at 4 o'clock in the morning? And you, like, posting trying to fix stupid.
I was wide awake.
I was wide
I could
awake,
not
but
sleep.
You was posting crazy stuff. That's why you couldn't sleep.
Mm-mm. No, I couldn't sleep first, and then I went downstairs and started posting stuff.
So have y'all taught you nothing? I'm done. Hey, how you doing? Hey, local call, your mic is on. Hello? Hello? Local call. Hold on. I'm having issues. Hello? 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 Hello?
Is your switchboard up?
Yeah, my switch is up. I got all my buttons on. Hello? Hold on. I can't hear you. I'm not going out. You're going out. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Local caller, can you hear us?
I can't.
Uh-uh.
Hello? I got issues. I got issues.
Well, South was there, so it have to be just the caller. I think they might be
gone. Yeah, I'm still here.
Local caller?
I just got a bunch of noise going on in the background.
Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello? I told y'all they changed stuff when they was working while I was sleeping, and I can't find out where I'm going now. Hello? Okay, I'm sorry. Local call me at 347-945-5229. I know you like the local number, but I can't hear you. How about now? That might work.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, call it. You can call it. Try local number again. Cause, I mean, that might have been it, Jeff, because I had the phone off the hook.
Oh, okay. That
might be it.
Local caller, call back, please.
Duh. Hey, private caller. I think this is my local caller.
Yes.
How are you, honey?
Yes.
Who's this? Yes.
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but you seem to be having some electronic problems.
No, I think that was just a dumb problem. I had the phone off.
Oh,
the hook.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
But see, I'm not calling you stupid.
Hey, I wanted to give you guys a heads up. The radio station is not on the air.
Not on the air. Okay.
Yeah. All I did is a lot of dead air there. I had to punch in, iHeartRadio in order to get a hold of you guys.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot. Let me take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. For those of you who can't hear me, I'll be right back on the other side.
Fit Family.
All right.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional
Let's
frame
do it this way. Hey, hi, South Carolina. We're broadcasting on Blog Talk, but we're not broadcasting in locally. I guess it rained last night, and there were some power outages. And guess what?
You guys are the ones that don't have power.
Yep, that's what absolutely happened. And I don't know how long it's been that way. Oh, we're back out. He fixed it. We're on. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I thought I was in, but I was out. But now I'm in.
Out.
But I'm out now, so it's on. And so we were talking about something.
This feels like a Monday.
No, baby, this is a Friday. This is the Friday after a holiday. That's what this is. I don't know why everybody's at work anyhow. I don't know. They made people work today. That's just me. You know when there's a holiday that comes between just a day to come back to work. What kind of mess is that?
That's ridiculous. I have to say.
Well, I gave my staff the day off.
Oh, you were nice. That was nice of you. So I forgot. I was talking about something really important. Justin Timberlake and his clothes off.
Naked women.
And his clothes off.
His clothes wasn't off.
I want to know why the men don't take their clothes off. Hello?
Because women, how many women you know that want to see a man naked?
Not many, but that's not the point. Well, we don't want you to see you naked. We just want to see you, you know, appropriately designed. You ain't got to be all the way naked, because we ain't dead nor blind.
There's no way you can say that.
And what she said is not true.
No, seriously.
Exactly right.
You got to realize, men are just like, women are just like men in some ways. Men want to see it all, but they don't want to see everything. They'd rather have the imagination do some things. And I think women are the same way when it comes to that, don't you? You really think men really enjoy?
I know men really enjoy
men
it.
Men really enjoy watching full naked women no matter who
Absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
But they don't take them home.
No, that's a different story now.
The difference.
Now, if somebody's going to deal with your freak nature, that's one thing. But, you know, women are the same doggone way.
No.
Yes, they are, Tracy.
I don't want to see it all.
I'm 100 years old.
I know, but
and when I was 10, I know what I'm talking about.
Why is it that we always say that women should leave something to the imagination, and men say...
They should. They
why?
Should, because men will want to possess that. Because it's not open to just any and everybody.
Exactly.
See, there's psychology behind that.
What? Say that again.
If you're
exactly.
if you're sitting there naked, I'm gonna be excited about it. Okay. Okay, I am. But if you're sitting there and you're not quite whole naked, and you're leaving some to the imagination, and I come along, and you act like you're going to share that with me, well, that's going to make me feel special. But if you're just showing it and, like, you're giving it out, it's just like...
Everybody.
Well, you're just giving it to anybody. I don't want that.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good conversation for a Friday after the 4th Independence Day. You know, now I got a question. If you said men were easy. You said men are so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how complicated that is? That's just
not complicated.
Wait a minute.
No.
What you mean, Tracy?
What was the rap song said? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that's a contradiction.
That's what I said.
But look, we are simple.
No, y'all ain't.
Very simple.
Yes, we are.
Y'all, if I got the
I don't want community property. So if you loop enough,
hold on. You don't want community property,
right?
But y'all always want to go out and be the community. I'm confused.
No, that's something different now. Now you talking about men are hunter gatherers. See, that's the problem.
See what I'm saying? Y'all just
we
confused
are hunt-
the women
we,
out there. Y'all just
no, that
them.
No, you're confusing you because you want to be confused right now.
No, y'all want to be confused.
Hunter gatherers. We collect things. Okay, men collect things. That's why we have museums. Okay. Because men find things to collect and put it somewhere and say, I found this in here and I got this there, blah, 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 this, that, that, sis, boom, blah. Let me turn that off. Sis, boom, blah. And so, therefore, we have the situation we have. But when it comes to a man wanting a woman, he doesn't want a loose woman. He wants a woman that is reserved. And
do they now? Let me ask this. No. Men today or men of yesterday? Because
men
all,
today. So men today.
Oh.
Watch how long. What's his name stays with Kardashian? Okay, they had a baby together. All of that stuff. They ain't married. Watch how long that lasts. Because the baby
not very long.
Yeah, the baby gonna be cute for a few years, but she's a freak. And nobody, shit, nobody want no freak.
He's not gonna be that long.
No,
he's not gonna be that long. I mean, especially right. after he know that Ray J done been there.
Ray J done hit it. You know, everybody.
Well, he walked into the crowd knowing that everybody.
But he won.
He didn't win.
Yes, he did. He impregnated her.
Hold
he gave
up.
Her
whoa.
A baby.
Whoa, slow down. Okay. Hey, y'all, it's open mic. It's 347-945-5229. What do you mean he won? He didn't win.
Yes,
he got
did.
Child support.
No matter about child support. He got enough money to pay 20 child supports and not even
but don't
think
we,
about
hold on, hold on, hold on. But don't we do this all the time? I mean, seriously, don't men go out and impregnate women all the time and they're hunter-gatherers and they win when they get the baby, but then they walk away from the mate? What is up with that? And is that a black male thing or is that a male thing, period?
It's a male thing.
Then why are we the only ones hitting mitten, not kicking, and walking
because
away?
Because y'all won't do like my man told you and think like a man.
No.
You guys don't get it.
No.
We were just talking. I was at my... barber today.
They need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
And we were talking.
Okay.
About that, you know, the women are a certain way. And that, you know, they come out to these clubs, whether it's winter or summer, half dressed. They're not dressed.
They look like prostitutes.
Exactly.
They work like worse than
prostitutes. Try to get a man, and they go to these high-end clubs. They get in, and they go and flaunt their stuff in front of these guys. These guys look at them being naked, and they go and they take advantage of the nakedness, and boom, the next thing you know, they got a trophy in the belt, and she's waiting for another call and ain't going to get it, except a booty call. The booty call, yeah.
South Carolina, yeah. South Carolina, you agree with that too?
Yeah, 100%. Because it's true. It's true, Tracy.
Okay. It's true. It's true.
Why don't they have strip clubs for women? Strip clubs for women.
I don't know. Jumpkins got done telling me women like to see men naked, and I'm like, no, we don't.
No. You may not like to see that, Tracy.
No. Don't get me wrong.
Judge yourself.
I'm not judging myself. What I'm saying is, mm-hmm. women, if you look at how women perceive things, we don't want complete naked, but we will go to a strip club because you got to realize there are private parties for women and bachelorette parties for women, and there are strip clubs for women, especially in larger cities. But they're never looking for a man to be completely nude. Now, it's not like they're not playing with the man, but they're never nude. Where a man will go to a completely triple X and deal with it. That's something different. So what's the difference? So why is it that men are not? Why is it that when you do not see men, you don't, you really really don't see triple X nude places for women? Why is that?
Because women don't make a big enough deal. Go ahead.
Because they're not, their brains don't work that way. They're not moved by the visual.
That's what I mean.
A man is instantly moved by the visual.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're different when it comes to that. When we're talking about totally buck naked nude, women are, that's not what we're looking for.
You're looking for, first of all,
we're looking for Ryan Gisdell.
You're looking for biceps and triceps and pecs, okay? And then you're looking for a butt next, okay? But believe you me, women also like to see. I can't say that. I'm so embarrassed. So I'll leave it alone.
What I'm saying to you is.
I'm a prude.
We are. I mean, we make.
I'm shy.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff. Because the numbers. I'm trying to look. No. I mean, we're more reserved when it comes to that. And now they may be more freaky today than they were yesterday.
You're more reserved in speaking about it. But as far as whatever.
Because even when the girls have the little tootsie parties, they're not looking for all that. They're not looking for that. Now I haven't been around. Yes, Al?
Let me tell you something.
I mean, we're looking for Ryan, but looking for Ryan. We want Ryan in a G-string, but we don't want Ryan in a nut string. No, we don't want that. Mm-mm. Not completely.
My brother,
yeah,
has been propositioned more times than he cares to remember by women that just want to get freaky.
Now we're not talking about that. That's something different. That's something different. That's something different. That's totally different. But it's not like a video where we want to see them bouncing around like Justin Timberlake's video that he has out right now. I don't see women wanting to do with that. And I mean, seriously. What do you think? I'm going to take a break. But I'm serious.
I'm telling you, girl, you just don't know. You think one thing, and you know, you're judging this off your own personal.
No, I'm judging this on my own personal and the women that I have around me.
Maybe.
And the people that are a part of my circle.
Maybe y'all from the We're the Prudes for Lunch Bunch.
We're not talking about being prudes. We're talking about what turns women on. Because as he said, we're not as visual as men.
Not true.
Oh, but it is.
It's not true.
It's not true.
You're not as vocal about the visual as men are.
No, we're not as visual as men. It's totally different. We're totally mental.
You like the romance, and you'll fall in love with whatever, but I'm telling you.
We're not as visual, not like that. No, we might be as freaky as men, but there's something totally different. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. We now know the name of the man killed during a standoff Wednesday night in Boardman. Police shot 30-year-old Daniel Fitton Jr. after he fired a round at police from outside of his Cook Avenue apartment. Fitton reportedly was threatening neighbors and his girlfriend with a gun. Police say before the shootout, they fired tear gas and called Fitton 69 times in an effort to get him out of the house. Austin Town's fireworks celebration was a huge hit. After a 7-year absence, the show was back in business Wednesday night. Organizers say nearly 5,000 people attended. $25,000 in donations helped pull off the 22-minute fireworks show. Inspectors are examining a carnival ride in Newton Falls after a woman fell from it Thursday. A 29-year-old woman went on the rock and roll ride at the annual Newton Falls Festival. She says her seatbelt came loose and she was tossed around the ride basket. She spent the night at the hospital for a back sprain. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Here it is, everybody's favorite time of year, income tax time. Right now, Legacy Financial Strategies will do your income taxes for just $79. Here's David Gallner.
Legacy Financial Strategies offers complete income tax preparation for only $79 for ages 50 and over. We also review last 3 year tax returns, includes short and long form, schedules A, B, D, E, and free e-filing. We have every state tax form. Call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Linden Point. That's Hermes, Pennsylvania.
That number again is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Don't sweat this tax season. Let Legacy Financial Strategies do your taxes for just $79. Some restrictions apply.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Valvoline Motor Oil, with next-gen technology, all the engine protection you will ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline Motor Oil, with next-gen technology.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Parents, trust Vlad Pediatrics in Cortland. VladPediatrics.com.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
It's too bad you guys can't hear me and Jeff off the air. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And Jeff and I are here in studio. We want to hear from you today. We had some technical problems earlier. I knew something was going on wrong, and I just couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. But we found out what it was. It had been struck by lightning. So now that we found that we were blinded by the light, and the lights are back on, we want to hear from you today. It is open mic. And I was talking about Justin Timberlake. That's how this conversation on men, women, and nudity came into the existence. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake, who is a pop star, I guess he's about 35 years old now, somewhere around there. And he had a new video, and the video is so illicit that they took it off the internet. You know, when they take it off of YouTube and the internet, you know, that's pretty serious. Usually, you know, we know that they take it off television, and then, but YouTube said, no, you can't play your video on our, so you got to go hunt for it. So if you go to TracyandFriends.com and go into our chat room, you can find it in there if you want to see what I'm talking about. And I ask the question because when I look at all these videos and when I look at what's going on, I always see women with no clothing. And I love South Carolina's comment about where the women's group's talking about, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that too, but it's a woman's choice.
It is.
So, but I don't know why they exploit us completely.
Well.
And we let them.
Yeah, but you complain about it. I mean,
I'm not
I'm
20
not
years
complaining. Ago, you were complaining about women being exploited and sexual. Here's the thing. You are telling men to go against their own nature, but yet you come in, and if a man looks at you the wrong way, you want to say sexual harassment. Mm.
I don't understand that either. And I'm a woman. I don't understand that.
Well, Tracy, let me ask you this.
Jeff knows everything. Maybe he knows.
Now here's the thing. Say, for instance, you're working at a company, okay, and you're the supervisor, okay? There is a young lady in there that has been sexually harassing you, touching you inappropriately, feeling you and asking you to go out with her and so on and so forth. Now, you're her supervisor. Does that constitute sexual harassment?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's
real. Yeah.
Does it? Well, what under what statute do you sue under? Because I have reviewed the sexual harassment law, and it does not make a provision for a subordinate or for a supervisor that is being harassed by a subordinate. I don't see where it's in the law.
You mean in you mean in your state?
Around. No.
You mean in your state
with EEOC?
No, any workplace person that makes another person uncomfortable is liable. Because you ain't allowed to
you
sue her because she's turning you on. You know, you're not allowed to sue.
I don't know, Jeff. There has been, they have done that. They
they've
have,
done it, but it's, you're not allowed to. You if
No. They've sued successfully, or they've.
Oh, I agree.
They've sued. I don't know if they've settled out of court, but they've sued successfully
mm-hmm.
for, you know, women too provocative. But I just got issues with that. I just do, and I don't understand why men don't take off their clothes and run around and why we got to watch Dirty Draws. I'm just you know.
Well, you ever think about this?
What?
Men may have something to hide.
Yeah, they old.
The old don't got nothing to do with it.
Tracy, I tell you what, the reason why men don't run around in a naked is the same reason why women don't squat in the woods and take a pee.
Say that again.
On a regular basis.
The reason why men don't run around naked in front of women is the same reason why women don't go out in the woods when they don't squat in their woods when they're taking a pee.
Why? I don't
they
understand.
Have something they have something they're trying to protect.
Oh,
you run around in the naked without some briefs on. There's a reason why they put a jockey strap on you now.
Now you know what? Now we're going to enter into another part of this whole conversation.
What?
Boxers or briefs? And I'm going to tell you just like this. I can't wear no boxers.
I can't either.
It's not happening.
When I was in boot camp, I'd be uncomfortable
all day long.
When I was in boot camp, they made you wear boxers. Okay?
Are you serious?
You had to wear boxers.
Oh, really?
But once you left boot camp, you got briefs, and it made a big difference.
Wait a minute. I got a question. Wait a minute. Why is it when you left boot camp you had to put on briefs, but when you was in boot camp, I don't understand.
Explain that. You had the choice, but in boot camp you wore boxers.
Why?
Well, uniformity. It looks better
Why do you have to have uniformity when you was in the? Come on now, I'm confused. I'm in the girls class. Hello,
I'm really confused. It's the Marine Corps.
Have I told y'all that y'all some weird people?
No, I mean, like I said, I don't know how you deal with that, unless you ain't got no issue. Boxers to me just don't work.
I'm talking about in boot camp. How you gonna make people wear?
They can make you wear whatever. Well, you signed your life over in boot camp.
Hold on.
You are a GI, which you know what GI stands for, right?
No.
Government issue. You belong to the government as long as you've enlisted or were drafted, whichever comes first. They can give you a paper sack to wear, and you will have to wear that. Okay, because they own you.
You got that right.
Well,
wait.
The way I looked at the independence yesterday, they almost own the rest of America. Why are you playing?
Well, mean, the point is that's a very deep situation. Very, very deep.
I was just tripping, y'all. I just had to get that. I mean, I just didn't understand how Timber, you know, this chick is really, I mean, it's not so provocative that it'll turn your stomach. It's not artistic in any way, shape, or form, according to my taste. But
it's not artistic to me. It was just plain, what is she there for?
Correct.
Right.
I mean, is she a distraction or? Because you don't look good in your ugly suit, and she don't look good naked behind you, and I'm just confused, and there was no artistic, she's not even a good dancer with the little swiggles in the back. So I was confused by the whole Justin Timberlake video, period. It's almost like an Erykah Badu milk bath.
Well, now, there's a little blood bit of bath. There's a little bit of difference on that one now.
What?
Erykah Badu.
Baduism.
You got a little Baduism working for her.
Yeah, but she had some voodooism going on with the Baduism because she was taking a blood bath inside of a tub with blood, red ketchup or whatever it was. Not cool.
But tell you what, you would want to see Erykah Badu in that little skinny chick on this little video you just showed me.
No, not really. I wouldn't want to
not
one.
You. I said, no,
neither
you ain't
one.
No man, Tracy. At least, you know.
No, neither one. They could all kept their clothes on and went to church.
Listen to me.
What?
Listen to me. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that Erykah Badu versus the little skinny white girl in the video.
I don't know, Joe.
There ain't nothing. She's a thin girl, but goodness, she got it going on.
No. The Erykah Badu and the... No. I have to show this. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm trying to keep it light today, and I don't know how I got it. But they brought it up in the news, and I just thought I'd put it on Front Street.
It's all good.
Hey, listen, if you got to take your dog to a kennel, there's something called Pet Lodge USA of Boardman, and you can go see them on Market Street. They're the best. So go out and say hi to them. Tell them Tracy sent you. your dog will be happy to leave you. It may not be happy to pick you up. My dog, they walked my dog while I was gone, Jeff.
And spoiled her.
And now she looks at me like she goes and gets Elise. She jumps up there and says, hey, let's go walking.
Yeah.
There's a problem here when, you know, they treat them so well when the dog is like, hey, let's go. Are we going out of town? Cool. Hey, question. Change something. Do something a little bit local here.
Uh-huh.
And I have to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
I have a. What do you think about the Mike Sorrentino drunk driving? Reduce the benefits on the sheriff because they let him go. Like he was the first person that's ever been pulled over with a DUI that walked away.
He's the first official.
Second
official.
He's the first or the second or the third.
No.
I mean,
no.
This is not new for them to
new.
Let folks go. All of duh.
No, but that's what's going to make this mayor's race a little more difficult
McNally?
Yeah, for McNally. Because of the antics of this guy who is going to bring attention to this thing all over again. Here it is, you know, Mike, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know if he was getting blasted before all of this stuff happened.
Who? Mike Sorrentino?
Yeah.
He went golfing. He sat
yeah.
in the club. He had one too many.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, whatever. Let me put it like this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was doing this before because I've heard of this more than just this time. And so my point is, I don't know where he's at with this, and I don't think anybody else knows, but I know that they sent the report to the probe investigators.
I mean, they sent it to the Attorney General.
That's what I said.
Yeah. But my question is, it's not like this is the first time this has happened. In Youngstown, Mahoning County.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, wow, what in the world is going on?
Right. Now, look at the picture of the girl dancing and then look at her just sitting still.
Who is that?
That's Erykah.
No, but that's the one I'm talking about, Jeff. You got to see the video. I was comparing. Yes, Al.
I just found the video.
Yeah?
What the H-E, how? Nobody can show it on YouTube. Nobody can show it on Facebook. And no in the way in the world. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
What is he thinking?
And somebody had to make consent of the video to do it. Why? I mean, I guess he wanted everybody to talk about it so people would go out and... And the song has nothing to do with the girl in the back.
What is Justin Timberlake's wife's name?
He's divorced, ain't he?
He's got a girlfriend.
Mrs. Justin Timberlake.
maybe that's his girlfriend dancing in the back, and he was gonna make peace in the house.
She looks real. Okay. What's the old girl's name? Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba?
Jessica Alba. Jessica Biel was the girl from Flashdance, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. But Jessica Alba is the one that he's dating now. Whoa, what the heck? Like the man said, shut the front door.
Jessica Biel is who...
Jessica Biel, isn't that the Flashdance girl?
I guess.
No, Jessica Alba is the one that might be Timberlake. Jessica Biel is old as me.
Wow.
He just got married.
Is he married? You see full boobs.
You see in full frontal. Why are you playing that full boobs? She got a full frontal going on.
I saw the video.
She don't look like she got any.
That's true too. And she looks anorexic.
But Erykah Badu ain't got none either.
The difference was, you got to see the video with her in the tub. The video.
I don't try to find it, but I don't care.
I know.
She got it. And this girl ain't got it with a couple other words put in front of it.
No.
Erykah Badu got
it. The song ain't that good. Wow.
No. I'm just saying, we got to, I mean, there's a lot going on out here. I'm just confused.
We got a coronavirus coming now.
Who's the coronavirus?
Well, that's brand new.
Oh, no. We don't have viruses. We catch colds. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I watched the video over the weekend. I guess I'll go this way.
You watch what?
I watched a video with Craig Lewis out of Chicago talking about the homosexual agenda, and there was a homosexual agenda and eugenics.
Okay.
And the tie between the two.
Okay.
And, boy, was it deep.
And what was said, what did they say it was? Because I think they're crazy.
What was?
What are they saying?
He was talking about how the progressives are out to destroy the family in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And he tied it to the eugenics of Planned Parenthood and to the lack of family and to the sterilization of America.
Absolutely.
And population control.
Mm-hmm. 500 million they want us down to.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to die.
See, Jeff, that's not cute. I don't care how you slice it. I'm sorry.
You don't think it's cute.
That's not cute.
Oh, Lord.
That's not cute. South Carolina, it's not cute.
South.
He's gone.
Not at all.
Hey, South, check it out. I can't watch this video.
It's not cute. They took it. Wait a minute. It's so bad they took it off. You can't even play it.
That's okay.
No.
Because even though that's kind of, like over the top with the blood thing.
I'll go back to mine.
She is still way. Yeah, but see here. He steroided it all up. When I'll leave it alone. You know what steroids do for you, right?
Yeah, I know.
I've read
a book.
You ever watch Seinfeld where what's my man saying? She told me when I had shrinkage.
You know what? You got out of your mind.
I'm telling you.
Go back to I was saying that they were tying the homosexuality, the movement to eugenics,
to population control based on something that was written in 1970, I believe it was, on world population. And it's really funny. You can find a whole lot of stuff on the internet, but when you start to find things that are substantial, it's very, very difficult to find, and when you find it, it costs a lot of money. I guess they don't want you to know that part.
No, of course not. They don't want you to know anything. They want you very stupid, very ignorant. The most ignorant you are, the better it is for them. You know?
I know.
And that's the whole deal. That's the dilly.
It's just sad. It's just sad.
I agree.
It's just sad, and I hate to see that we have come to the place in our life. Because I'm trying to convince people of this and trying to let them really understand what is really going on is really sad because they will not get it. They just do not get it. And President Obama and the administration and Bill Clinton as a matter of fact, the progressives of the Democrat Party and the progressives of the Republican Party, but more so of the Democrat Party, I believe, they are carrying the water for this. And it's, if we don't wake up, they're gonna Pied Piper America as far and their followers straight into the ocean and try to take the rest of us with it.
Oh, and they will if they get half the chance.
I think they got half the chance, Jeff.
They're doing really good right now. They're doing quite good right now.
And
people are sitting on the wall and say, "Well, I'm mad because they." You need to sit up and say something, doggone it.
Yeah.
Because you ain't saying nothing.
And I'm not quite – I don't know when we start waking up and really saying foul. I just don't see it. Because yesterday was 4th of July, and I did a couple parades, and I'm watching people get unexcited about the freedoms that they have in the America that we live. And we are changing it right now that the freedoms that you and I had at 20, we don't have today. And I'm not quite sure if we understand that. So listen, I'm going to take my break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Meredith from InfoCision's Newcastle location talks about what makes InfoCision stand out.
Well, if you just ask one of our employees, they'll tell you the people. We pride ourselves on hiring friendly people who care, and we keep them by maintaining a family-focused policies that let our employees balance their work and home lives. We believe that a happy employee is a great employee. That's why we offer a great benefits package, such as immediate health benefits, paid vacation every 6 months, 401k plan with a company match, competitive pay rates, and we also have, including in our wellness plan, an on-site doctor's office and on-site fitness center in all of our locations.
And how can people apply?
They can use our job hotline at 1-800-210-6269. Visit us online at infocisionjobs.com and apply there.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Our employers are hiring. They created 195,000 jobs in June, Acting Labor Secretary Seth Harris.
This is a good news report that shows moderate, steady job growth in the economy. We added 202,000 jobs in the private sector. That's 40 consecutive months of private sector job growth. That's added 7.2 million jobs.
But ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says it misses the mark.
What you really want to see on a month-to-month basis is 250,000 to 300,000 new jobs per month in order to put a dent in the unemployment rate. Even with 195,000 new jobs, we still saw unemployment stuck at 7.6%. What we would consider normal in our economy, or good, would be 5 to 6% unemployment.
Overall unemployment still 7.6% with more people looking for work. At least three people have been killed by Egyptian security forces in Cairo as supporters for deposed President Mohamed Morsi approached the compound where he's being held. The interim government also dissolving the upper house of parliament, comprised mainly of Morsi's allies. Prosecutors are wrapping up their case against George Zimmerman.
The medical examiner who performed the autopsy told the jury Trayvon Martin was likely in pain and suffering after he was shot.
I believe he was alive for 1 to 10 minutes after he was shot.
The medical examiner also said there was no way Martin could have survived the shooting. His testimony followed Martin's mother and brother, who both said they heard Martin crying for help in the background of a 911 call. George Zimmerman's parents may be called to testify later to say it was him. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Prosecutors are wrapping up their case against George Zimmerman. The evening commute should be smoother in the San Francisco Bay Area. The transit strike is over. This is ABC News.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-789-3202. That's 1-800-789-3202. 1-800-789-3202. Let this be a lesson of what not to do online.
In February, during a particularly vigorous game of League of Legends, Justin Carter, 18 at the time, said he was going to, quote, shoot up a kindergarten. But his father, Jack, says...
The next two lines were LOL and JK.
But JK means just kidding, but investigators didn't appreciate the joke and soon had Justin Carter in custody on charges of making a terroristic threat.
These people are serious. They want my son to go away to jail for a sarcastic comment that he made.
Jack Carter says his son is on suicide watch in jail. His lawyer will argue before a judge later this month that $500,000 is an unreasonable bond amount. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A giant Playboy bunny is not welcome in a West Texas town. State Department of Transportation's ordered a neon 45-foot-high Playboy logo to be taken down in Marfa because Playboy doesn't have a license for outdoor ads in Texas. Sign is part of a roadside display designed by a New York artist. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now, introducing the complimentary two-week sample of
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology. All the engine protection you will ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing.
Another reason why Ford is the number one.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Why don't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and it's open mic. I'm trying to keep this light, and I don't know how to do it. And maybe Jeff in South Carolina.
How
South Carolina's
gonna,
on the
how
phone.
How you going to keep sexy light, huh?
Sexy is lighter than
no,
Morsi.
No.
Morsi.
The what?
Egypt. Morsi.
Oh, Egypt is a mess.
That's what I said. And it's sexy is lighter than Morsi. Timberlake is not.
That's why
know,
your gas prices went up overnight last night. So.
I filled my tank up yesterday early.
Yeah. Hey, I filled up in Akron. It was 323. It got back here. It was 338 or something. 239.
President Obama, he's signing more papers in a little bit, and it don't mean nothing.
Oh, he's loving
got,
this.
Wait a minute. It don't. Wait a minute. And they still looking back into health care. We didn't figure it out. They got to push health care into 2015 because we can't implement in 2014 and 2013.
Because they'll lose the midterms. That's all the reason why they're doing
it. So,
that.
Well, you know that and I know that, but the people don't know that.
No, they don't. And they didn't believe it. But I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Did it not cover, doesn't this cover anybody that has just over 50? Or did they put it off for everybody?
What?
The mandate.
Well, no.
No, it's the small business. Small business.
Yeah.
It's off for everybody. If it's off of all businesses except those, well, not except those, but it's off of all businesses, but it leaves the individual mandate in place.
Correct.
Right. But, so small businesses are the ones that were screaming the loudest.
What it says is,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to have insurance in January,
mm-hmm.
but
I
ain't. That's what it's saying. And let me tell you what another you know, so I can get this a great dialogue for you with what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives the insurance companies more time to increase your premiums.
Absolutely. So not only your premiums are now going to go up 60% and 70%, now they're going to go up 100%.
It gives the insurance companies time to go to the places that actually have insurance now,
mm-hmm.
that they can't withdraw it,
mm-hmm.
and continue spraying them with high prices.
Right. Right. Because they wrote the bill anyway, so it's all good.
I talked to a girl today, and she said that something's wrong with her check.
What do you mean? Something wrong with her check?
Something's wrong with her check. She said she worked overtime, she put all her hours in, and her check was short. And that she's got to go and check out why her check is short, because she just does not understand why her checky check is short this past
That's
week.
That's funny.
And I said, well, did they change insurance? Oh, no, they ain't do that. I said, well, did your money actually kick you into another tax bracket?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for her to come back and tell me that her providers of her insurance company
jacked her up.
Because everybody lost money. I'm trying to figure out how you're going to take a couple hundred dollars from a little girl like me. Hey, what's up with that?
They're going to do it.
Here's the thing, guys. What is going to happen during open enrollment in October? It's going to be a monster.
Wait, they didn't think about that yet, but don't worry about it.
Well, they got to worry about it, Tracy, because, you know, people are going to be trying to figure out, you know, what the heck to do. I mean, wow.
They what do you mean what to do? Don't worry about it.
They're going to smooth it over
so they can get through next year's election.
Yeah, as long as it gets to the midterms and right now they think they're going to keep the Senate. They keep saying, "Well, we're going to take more of the House back." No, you're going to possibly keep the Senate because you have idiots in most of your districts that keep putting you back in there. That's what you'll be doing if you do this, because anybody that's really thinking is not going to vote for you and allow this to happen. Because that bill is going to destroy employment in America. It's already doing it. That's why they capitulated and changed, you know, put it off till 2015.
Jeff, that's not capitulating.
Yeah,
that's not no.
That's capitulating.
No, they read that capitulating is redirecting. What they did was snowing.
Well, of course they're snowing. But capitulation is to change on your one.
They didn't,
thing that you were going to do
yeah,
and go do something.
You missed my
totally
point.
Different.
Capitulating is changing. What they did is snowing. This is what you call a cover up.
They lied.
Okay, there you go.
They straight up lied.
That's what I'm saying. I
can't get in the chat room. Everybody in this dog is in the chat room.
I just can't even believe that nobody's gone up to Nancy Pelosi and pimp slapped her.
Well, nobody's afraid. Everybody's afraid of me. They think I might be speaker again next year.
Well, they got to vote her in, so how are they going to think she might be speaker?
They're scared of Nancy Pelosi.
How?
Just like the people, you know what I hate?
They got listen, the speaker is voted in
mm-hmm.
by the body.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't the body vote them in?
Yeah.
So why are you scared of the body to vote you in? Now, hold on. I got to say this. Let me get it out. Now, look at America. I'm going to vote for you, even though I don't like you, don't trust you, and I'm scared of you. But I'm going to vote for you because, and we don't think they're not trying to do the same thing to us as the electorate?
Well, the thing is that half the electorate does not have the faintest idea.
I'm talking about the body that's going to put her in place. I mean, seriously, these Congress people know who she is. They don't speak out against her. They know she's crazy as a lunatic, and they don't like her. But they're going to vote for her anyhow, and they're afraid of her?
Did you see how these people messed around with when they had Hillary Clinton on the hot seat and didn't kill her?
That's what I'm saying to you. When do your elected officials become afraid to vote for a person that they're going to put in office over them? Why would you be afraid and vote for them too? Does that not sound crazy?
It is
why would
crazy.
Why would I vote for you if I'm afraid of you?
Oh, here's the thing, Tracy. Even you know, with as authoritative as the military is, there is a way for a junior ranking individual or low ranking individual to be able to voice their opinion. If all he has to do is say, "Sir, may I have permission to speak freely, sir," and if he does, you go ahead and tell him what you want to then, or just say what you got to say tactfully. But that's the military. These people are elected just like you. They don't have that much power.
Why am I afraid? I'm afraid for her to become speaker because I'm afraid for her to come after my seat. So why am I putting you in office if I know that you're not going to do the same thing, even if you're only in the Congress? I'm just saying this from an idiot's point of view. I'm just looking at this, and that just sounds crazy to me. And you know that what you're voting for is wrong. Pardon me?
They're politicians. They're addicted to the power. Just like crack, they're addicted to the power. They're going to be nice to whoever they can get their drug from. And their drug is being reelected. It's hard, it's cold to say it that way, but that's what it is. They're addicted to power. They're addicted to all the perks they're getting up there in Washington. And whoever neck they got to stand on to get what they want, that's what they're going to do. Well, I tell you what, it's time for all of them to go to rehab. That's
no, they don't need to go to rehab. They need to go home.
This is true.
They don't need. I mean, if they go to rehab, they're gonna be just like they're gonna be like Amy Winehouse.
No.
Let me go.
They need to go home. They need to go home. Because I don't think we understand what that's just so stupid to me. I'm gonna vote for you, make you over me, and I'm gonna vote for you. But the American public is doing the same thing.
Oh, I heard that.
Are they not?
No, that's true.
Yep. I'm just wondering if all the Christians are going to stay home again this year.
No, they ain't staying home.
Well, I don't know, Tracy. You already know how the black Christians are going to vote.
That's all right. They're going to vote. Listen, they're going to vote themselves into slavery. Or should I say back into, was it Amistad? They're going to vote themselves back on the ship.
Back on the ship.
Forget being in, because they're already in chains. You know, I teach a Bible study. And yesterday I spoke on independence and freedom. And the problem is, even when people were enslaved, they knew that they were free in their mind. Now people are no longer bound in chains, yet they're locked up in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you prefer?
Well, just like Michael Jackson said, free your mind, and the rest will follow.
That wasn't Michael Jackson.
That wasn't Michael Jackson. Was that Michael Jackson? Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
That's neither one. Don't be so shallow. That's in vogue.
Yeah, that's in vogue.
No, that was in vogue. That wasn't no Michael Jackson. Jeez, old man, South Carolina, I'm going to take a break because you don't have a clue. That wasn't no Michael Jackson.
I thought so. It sounded like Michael Jackson. He sounded like a woman anyway. So. You know, high-pitched voices and everything.
And listen, he was doing a lot of damage to himself to keep that high-pitched voice, too. He never did want to drop the bass. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. And Lethal Migraine, I know that you hate me, but you tune in every day, so I appreciate it. But I want you to know, I know her name is Winehouse, but her name is White House today. Like I said, Amy Whitehouse out of the UK. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. When I come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in Cairo, Egypt. It's a mess over there, and I don't know how this plays in, and hopefully some of you who are out there can explain this to me, because it doesn't look good, and our position doesn't look great. We'll see you on the other side.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Harper Keegan with your headline news. We now know the name of the man killed during a standoff Wednesday night at Boardman. Police shot 30-year-old Daniel Fitton Jr. after he fired a round at police from outside of his Cook Avenue apartment. Fitton reportedly was threatening neighbors and his girlfriend with a gun. Police say before the shootout, they fired tear gas and called Fitton 69 times in an effort to get him out of the house. Austin Town's fireworks celebration was a huge hit. After a seven-year absence, the show was back in business Wednesday night. Organizers say nearly 5,000 people attended. $25,000 in donations helped pull off the 22-minute fireworks show. Inspectors are examining a carnival ride in Newton Falls after a woman fell from it Thursday. A 29-year-old woman went on the rock and roll ride at the annual Newton Falls Festival. She says her seatbelt came loose and she was tossed around the ride basket. She spent the night at the hospital for a back sprain. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
This is Derek Hart, General Manager of Staff Right Services. We excel in providing recruitment and placement for a wide range of skilled job candidates on a temporary, temp-to-hire, or direct-hire basis. When businesses need assistance finding reliable employees or individuals need help finding a steady job, they turn to us. To learn more about how StaffRight can help you, visit us online at staffrightservices.com.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Between Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Marco and everybody else, we've got a rising group of young conservative stars that I feel very confident are going to solve problems and make the country a better place. And I'm tired of Republicans picking the next person in line.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity, News Talk 600.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
Listen Sundays at 8 a.m. for the Heritage Baptist Church Weekly Bible Program on News Talk 600 WSOM.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, or the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Good afternoon, Washington Square.
The James E. Winter Jr. Arts and Culture Center welcomes you to Theater on Three in downtown Sharon, July 18th through the 20th. A Pocket Full of Rhymes takes to the stage at 7:30.
Yes, ma'am. You're
Mother Goose introduces the next generation to her greatest hits in this energetic musical review. This show for children ages 2 through 8 is based on beloved Mother Goose nursery rhymes and children's songs. Parents, grandparents, and children will enjoy the classic songs set to catchy contemporary music. All children will get front row seats where they can dance and interact with the performers. Doors open at 6 for a free dessert and candy buffet with lots of children's activities before the show. There are fun drink specials for mom and dad, too. Make your reservations today by calling 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. For more upcoming events, visit accsharon.com. Sponsored by Cumulus Radio and Quaker Steak and Lube.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 27 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the 5th of July. Hope you had a great 4th of July and you enjoyed Independence Day, but if we don't get smart and start doing it better, it'll be one of our few Independence Day that we actually celebrate. Mm-hmm. South Carolina's on the phone, and I see Mike is on the phone. Good to have you, Mike, just in studio. And it is open mic, and we want you to join us. If you'd like to, the number is 347-945-5229. If you want to call locally, you can at 330-781-9600. You can listen to us on tracyandfriends.com, iHeart Radio at 600, and or 600WSOM. Or if you want to go to Blog Talk, you can go there and join the chat room. So I think I got all that out really quickly, and I'll try to slow down the next time I say it. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Is my mic open, Tracy?
Your mic is open.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't hit anything to do that, but hey, it's great
to
talk
to
you. Hope you had a great 4th of July.
It did. I did a couple parades. I thought it was really kind of funny that, you know, we as Republicans talk about, entitlements and passing stuff out for free.
Uh-huh.
Yet I saw kids look at, with bags as big. I mean, all the kids going down the parade right had bags as big as candy bags where we passed out free candy instead of passing out flags and information on the Constitution. And why
mm-hmm.
we are who we are. But, you know, other than that, it was a great day. It was hot.
Yeah.
How was yours?
It was rainy down here in South Carolina. The sky opened up a few times. But I spent the day watching the Military Channel and the History Channel and watching all the historical stuff about the Founding Fathers. And I squeezed in a few phone calls to a few elderly veterans I know just to thank them. I spent it more like a spiritual day.
Okay.
Because I'm blessed. You understand, in my position, I mean, if any other country of the world, people who are in my position are usually beggars. That's the best you can do, no matter how educated you are or anything. And
well,
so I feel really lucky that I'm an American and I'm here and I was born here. And my mother, when given the opportunity, when things got tough for here, she could have gone back home. And her parents could have taken care of her. Her life would have been a lot easier when my father abandoned us. But she chose to stay here. And people used to ask her, Tracy, why are you staying here? Why aren't you just going back home? And she said, you don't understand. It's different here. And they said, here? And she goes, America is just different. I'm here for my son. That's why I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Home,
if we don't do better, somewhere else is going to be better than here.
Well, I haven't found that place yet. I hear people lots of times, you know, rant and rave, and they talk about leaving the country. I'm just going to go out of the country, and I'll come back when it gets better. And I'm thinking that's not what the Founding Fathers said, you know.
No, that's not what I said, Mike, I said if we don't do better.
Oh, I understand, but I'm just saying.
Because right now we're trying to turn America into something that it's not.
Yeah, I understand. And I hear people who are on the extreme right talk about leaving the country and just getting out of the country and going somewhere else and coming back when things change and then saying, well, first of all, that's the coward's way as far as I'm concerned.
No, they just talking. They ain't going nowhere.
No, because there is nowhere else you're going to go. And you're going to raise your children in another culture, and you think 25 years down the road when your kids have been raised in another country, they're going to say, you know, I miss that place Grandpa used to talk about. No, they're not going to come back here. They're going to live in another country just like the citizens do, and that's it. Our founding fathers stood and fought. They didn't say, boy, it sucks to be here now. Why don't we all just leave and go to Costa Rica and come back when it gets better?
Mike, if we're not careful, it's going to get there. I am convinced of that. If we don't wake up,
yeah,
other places are going to be better than America.
Well,
and we will be drinking oceans to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have to understand. Today is a good day, but right now we're not taking care of today.
Right.
And that's my concern. My concern is we're not taking care of today. And tomorrow is not promised, and we are giving up our freedoms, and we are eroding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We're calling things rights that are not rights. We're not making people responsible, and if
right.
we are not careful, other countries will be better than us. We're even leaving, I mean, we've left our God behind.
I understand, and that's dangerous, because the Bible is full of warnings about what happens to the folks who thought they didn't need God this weekend, you know.
Blessed is the country who fears God.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Jews walked around in the desert for 40 years. It wasn't part of the original plan. It was they earned it, you know.
They went into captivity in Babylon. We have to understand that also. But my question is, when is America going to wake up and say, you know what, I don't want to go down that road? And that's my concern. Because right now, we are, if you look at how we are treating our children,
mm-hmm.
and with the population control, and with the abortion,
uh-huh.
and with the same-sex marriages, and with the erosion of morals,
uh-huh.
and it's not just you know, big. It's all over the place.
Add to it the six-year-old that they are fighting to allow to go into the girls' bathroom because he's at 6 years old. He's chosen to be a woman, a girl.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they're going to, they're fighting to have him go into the girls' bathroom.
Right.
And I drop kick them out of whatever office I was in. I don't care whether I get fired or not. They got to go. This is stupid. This is craziness.
Yeah.
And then Obama's going to try to spread this even back to his hometown of country of Kenya.
What did they tell you?
They drop kicked him. They said, you know what? We're a God-fearing nation. We're not going for this mess. Bye.
Good.
Said that.
And so I say this, you know, not tongue in cheek, but I say this because it's true. If America is not careful, America will not be America.
Okay.
Because
you're doing something about it, though. You keep saying if we're not going to do something, we are doing something about it, Tracy, because I know South Carolina is, I know I am, I know you are, I know Jeff is. We're doing something about it. It's going to be a hard battle, though, because it's going to be one heart at a time. It's not going to be a political movement from Washington, D.C. That's not what's going to turn around. What's going to turn around is out here at the grassroots. That's what will turn around.
The problem is the grass won't learn that there's a root and that there's a process. They're keeping everybody out. I'm serious.
Oh, I can't believe that.
The education.
Yeah.
I mean, if we think that voting is all there is.
Yeah, no.
And they don't even teach civics anymore because they don't want you to understand it.
In South Carolina, we have legislation right now. It's already on the books, and now some of these universities are getting lawsuits about it, that if they receive any state money, they have to teach American history. And some of them have gotten away from it. They're saying, well, we can't afford to do it. And say, well, then you can't afford to have our money. You're being paid to do it, and they're really pushing hard on that. And there is legislation pending in grade schools going back to teaching the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and teaching handwriting. Whoa, there's a novel one.
Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
I got a question. I don't know what your teachers – you guys are non-state – you guys are a right-to-work state, so you guys don't have unions.
Oh, we have unions. It's just that they don't have the power here that they have in other states.
Right.
My question is how can you teach American history when you as a teacher don't have a clue what you're teaching?
I understand. As a matter of fact, I can give you an actual survey from 10 or 12 years ago. This absolutely scared me. Remember, I'm from Connecticut. Connecticut, if you look at the ranking of states, it's the highest per capita income in the nation, and it's the most educated state, most literacy of any state in the union. 12 years ago, in an upper-middle-class town, a little one of the little towns you bust your butt so you can move into so your kids can go to that school system, a friend of mine who sits on the board, and she told me, highly educated minority woman, okay? I just told you where she's coming from. Just frame it all in the right context here. They took a survey, grade school teachers in her school system, teaching 3rd to 5th grade, average age 26, 25, 28 years old in there. 70%, this is 12 years ago, 70% of them did not know who Adolf Hitler was. Now, how can you live in this society and not know who Adolf Hitler was? You must be so disconnected, unplugged.
The same way you can teach government and not understand the Electoral College.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to understand what we have done, and it's the Americans' fault because we've allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
We have allowed the erosion of an electorate, and it's not a formal education that gives it to you. It's a knowledge of your basic civics, and we have taken that away from the American people and actually given it to the people who are naturalized citizens.
Yeah.
They know more about our democracy than we do.
The average American born here, Tracy, could not pass the citizenship test, 100 questions. Could not pass it, because I've seen the test, the most recent test. I have seen that most recent test, and I could only get 96 right. And I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff, you know. The average American, we'd have to deport them.
When you look at Jay Leno and David Letterman, when they go on the street and they ask people about who is the Speaker of the House and who is the Vice President, it's really, we need to understand this, what we've done here.
Uh-huh.
And so when I say that America, you remember, our democracy is based upon an informed electorate, not an educated electorate, but an informed electorate. You have to know what's going on before you vote. And you see people and the progressives mobilizing people to go to the polls to vote for people that they want in power, not people that should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And because of our ignorance and because of our crazy media system.
Yeah.
Because our media system is extremely nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, right now you see them talking about the new healthcare law and the mandates and the delays and all this kind of stuff, not understanding that they're playing a game on the people instead of changing it and making it right.
I know. Well, they're postponing it because even the director of that admitted she didn't understand how to implement it because it was so complicated. That was on the news this morning. So they've had to kick the can down the road on even getting it started for another year or so because people just don't understand it.
That's not where they're kicking it. They're kicking it because they're kicking it for political reasons. They're not kicking it because they don't understand it.
Right.
Remember, this is the bill that you had.
Implementation. Trying to get
the absolutely. You got to pass it so you can find out what's in it. So you had people that actually voted on this piece of legislation that never read anything, and some of them didn't even read the front cover of it. And yet they allowed it to be tied to your tax system.
Yeah. And I read both versions of it, all the pages. I have a talking computer, Tracy, and I just put that PDF file in there one day, which I downloaded from the government website, and I looked at the House version and the Senate version, which I guess the mishmash is somewhere between the two. And I just... sat there one night and just turned the computer on and made it read it to me, and I heard it all.
And you didn't go to sleep?
Pardon?
And you didn't go to sleep. You're good.
Something this important? No. But I did see where the gotchas were all through it, and it is a Christmas tree bill because it's not about health care. It's more about how they had to buy somebody's vote. There's more stuff in there, buying other people's votes to even go along with this. They see, when they voted for it, you say they didn't read it. Well, they didn't read the bill that they weren't interested in. They read the part where they sold their vote, you can bet, so they made sure they got what they were promised. They read those 42 pages that would affect them or their constituents. They didn't read the whole bill, but they read the part where they got what they asked for their vote. And basically the thing was basically just – it was just legislated bribery, if you read the whole thing. It's legislated bribery.
So – here I go back to my freedom.
Uh-huh.
How can you say that we're going to keep America free, yet we know that you're spying on Americans, and we know this. And we knew that they were always watching out for us, but we didn't know to what extent until Snowden came along and told us. But we knew that they were paying attention.
Uh-huh.
You don't spy on a free electorate. You don't spy on your own people.
No.
Nor do you lie to them. Nor do you tie their health care to the taxes. That's almost like, you know, what was his name? Robin Hood?
Uh-huh.
The King Sir Lancelot? Wasn't he stealing from people?
Robin Hood, from the rich.
Robin Hood.
Who was the king that he had?
King Richard, he was trying to bring back to power. It was the Nottingham sheriff that he was trying to throw down.
Yeah, the sheriff of Nottingham.
The local official was corrupt, but he was fighting for the glory of the king, who was a good guy, supposedly, but he didn't know what was going on in his kingdom. Boy, is that a lot.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What's it called? Imitation. What's it called? Art versus imitating life, or life imitating art?
Yeah.
And it's just sad. I just need the number 347-945-5229. I just don't think we understand this. I want to know. Maybe you, because you guys are smarter than me when it comes to foreign policy. How is this Egypt Morsi? How you gonna kick somebody out that you voted in?
Easy.
Tell him you're going to kill him?
No, he did government overreach like what's going on in our country. And the military interrupted him, like our military should be doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
He was voted in with a mandate that he just totally disrespected the Democratic vote majority, and he just went and did his own thing, said, yeah, I know how the vote went. But all the things he swore the oath that he would uphold, but his oath was very specific that there was a list of, like, referendums that went in with his vote. Whoever got in would have to swear that they were going to uphold all these things. It's almost like the planks of a platform. Well, he didn't uphold them when he got in. He said, yeah, well, I'm in charge now, and I'm not paying attention to any of that stuff, and we're going to do this, 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 and this, and this. And they just went and just called the military and said, get him out of here. Get him out of here. That was kind of cool, though, when you think about it. I don't think that would work here.
No.
Political parties are too ingrained. You know, because whoever you replaced anybody with, they would only look good on election day. 3 days later, you'd realize it was just the other end of the fish.
So now who's going to be in charge?
Who's going to be in charge?
Yeah, who's going to be in charge now?
Are the people who will bring small business and start creating employment. They're going to be the ones in charge. The battle will always be employment, because once people have got money coming in and stuff, they can make better choices. They don't have to listen to what they're told to do.
Well, once again, he got in there and he went very hard or whatever way it is, left or right over there, to go with Sharia law,
uh-huh.
And it is killing the rest of the country. First of all, they want it, because you see some of his supporters are out there today fighting back, but you don't see that many of them fighting back.
They were killing Christians over there, weren't they?
They're killing, still killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, they put a moderate leader in place that will probably, you know, try to temper the hard, you know, religious zealotry of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why they rounded up the Muslim Brotherhood leaders as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were the ones that were egging all of this stuff on. And so now they're getting served because the military is saying, we have nobody coming to our country, and we make all of our money off of, you know, tourism. And we have no tourism because you guys are crazy.
Sure. I wouldn't go over there.
As much as I want to go see it, there ain't no way I go over there right now.
Yeah.
Y'all just chicken.
It ain't about chicken. It's not being a fool. These people are out of their mind.
You want to see my feathers, Tracy?
Yeah, buck. New country corn flakes.
Who said we were chicken? Who said we were chicken?
I did.
You did?
May I ask you
a personal question? You ever been shot at?
No.
I have.
Not planning on it either.
You know?
I'm allergic to jail.
The jail would be the least of your worries, Tracy.
Yeah. It's what would happen to you on the way to jail, in jail, and after jail, on your way out of jail.
Yeah.
That's what you should be worried about.
So you think that, because the Muslim Brotherhood is not going to take over there, are they? Or were they already in charge?
They were moving the country that way, and that guy that they just threw out was agreeing with them. They're an extreme, they're extremely to the right is where they are. The Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, they were trying to implement Sharia.
Yeah, because they want to invoke Sharia. They want to invoke Sharia law, which is not what the people voted for. They want values. They want a moral system. But they don't want, you know, where women got to start wearing veils and you can be stoned if somebody sees you talking to a man who's not your brother. And, you know, they don't mind having conservative values and a moral code, but they don't want Sharia law where women have no rights, men have all the rights, you know.
You know what's funny? In Saudi Arabia, they're very, very strict there.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you never hear from them too much? I'm serious.
Let me tell you why. I have a friend who's a Saudi. He said there's this wonderful little bridge that connects them to Dubai. And in Dubai, you can do whatever you want. And every Friday night when the sun goes out, all the Saudi men walk across that bridge and do whatever they cannot do in Saudi Arabia. And they come back just in time for Monday morning.
Wow.
Everything. You can eat pork. You can look at pornography. You can have sex for hire. You can gamble. You can drink. You can cuss. You can do everything you cannot do in Saudi Arabia. And that's how they handle it. There's these couple of little footbridges. You see the traffic just going one way on Friday afternoon out of Saudi Arabia. So.
Man, that sounds about right. But I'm just saying, you know, right now, everything that we hear about what's going on in the Middle East, I never hear Saudi Arabia.
No, because Saudi Arabia is too important to hear from. The Saudis are who took down the buildings back in 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, the Saudi princes and all those guys.
They have a royal family over there. They got a bunch of princes and all that good stuff.
I know, but we don't hear from them. I mean, we don't talk about them. You don't hear about them in the news. We talk about the Middle East. I mean, we talk about Israel. We talk about
the Saudis are there, you know, quite a bit.
Not like Egypt and the rest
of them. Well, not like, because the Saudis have this stuff under control. But, you know, Obama came over there talking about you got to let your women vote and do all this other stuff, and they told him to go pound salt.
Oh, he didn't stay there long, did he?
No. And that's the whole thing. You know, they're in the news. Don't forget, like I said, that's where all the where the people were coming from that were doing everything.
Well, we didn't go after. Why didn't, okay, if they were doing everything, why didn't we go over there and start fighting?
It's just like, you know, if you get somebody, you know, like that kid that got killed, he was over there in the anti-protest movement over in Egypt.
Right.
Well, what the heck? He got killed. Okay, they're not blaming, the United States is not blaming them for anything because the boy was over there of his own accord and did it. So nobody's held responsible as a country for individuals who decide to do something. The problem is radical Islam. That is what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with Saudi Arabia's government per se. You're dealing with radical Muslims within the confines of the country of Saudi Arabia, which is going to be done away with after we get rid of OPEC and we won't have to worry about it.
OPEC
is done.
You think? Why do you say that?
Because they don't need them anymore pretty soon. As soon as they destroy the dollar and bring it back again, I think that the Amero will be, or whatever, you know, they decide they're going to use, is going to be the currency of choice.
Now, I have,
even if it's paperless.
And the number is 347-945-5229. So now, if they destroy the Amero, and I've got
the dollar.
The dollar, and they bring in the Amero. This is just, hey, what's going to happen to my $100 in my coffee can?
It's going to turn into $50 or $60, maybe less.
Okay. So what happens to the gold in my teacup? Does my gold hold value?
No, I don't know if your gold is going to hold much value. It's going to hold some value because it's still a precious metal, and it still is going to be one of your backings of your currencies. However, That's why you're going to go to paperless society, Trace. You're not going to be spending dollars anymore. You're not going to be able to have a card. So that's when you're going to see them try to make you put something inside of you so that people can't steal it. And, you know, and you won't be able to buy or sell unless you use what they want you to have.
I don't like that system.
Of course I don't like it. We don't like it. We were told about that system in the Bible 2,000 years ago when John the Revelator revelated it. And we've been
revealed. I think the word is revealed, Jeff. Revelated.
Revelated?
That's a Jeff Green word.
Revelated it.
I like that. Revelated it.
Yeah, when John the Revelator revelated it. And now we're sitting here watching it come to pass. We have Obama who ordered the chips be done by the fall of 2010 with ready to be fully implemented. Okay, that was in the first health care bill.
Yes, it was.
Okay, now, they had to take it out because people were saying.
Well, people read
the
Bible.
Christians ain't going for this. And that's why you've had a war on church. You have had a war on Christianity in this country.
So can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to. I said I was going to keep this light, but
yeah,
I think I lied.
Light.
No, I think I lied. Then tell me, why is the church not saying, "Hey, this is in my revelator"?
Yeah, because the church has very foolishly laid hands on the liberal progressive movement. They have tied themselves to it, to where they support it, especially the black church. I hate to say. And so now they can't say anything about it now that they've done it, and no church is going to scream because they see what they're doing to the Catholics, and so they say, well, we're next. And they're making sure that there's fear in the heart of any preacher who would preach against homosexuality, who would preach against the way that they're doing the health care. One thing, the Bible is very clear. God hates it when you merchandise the poor.
We are selling the poor
left and right. We use them to run drugs through their neighborhood. We use them to be a cheap labor source, and we keep them poor by the policies that the people on the left make.
Now hold on. Now I think Migraine actually said something that is really worthwhile.
Okay, that's kind of hard to believe.
I know. The Cougaran.
Cougaran
in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal.
Yeah.
So, the Cougaran is a gold product, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
So
now,
people that have
Cougarans are no they're legal now.
Are they legal now?
It's legal for you to own them. Yeah.
It is a very valuable gold product. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to
very much so.
Didn't it lose its value when South Africa changed its
government?
Its government.
I don't think so.
Actually, no, Tracy, because that made them more valuable. I mean, the gold was still worth the same amount, but as a product that they were using. There were so many rare ones or ones that were out there that were, you know, people were holding on to them, that the ones that were being circulated on the market were, you know, pretty much rare. So the price of them went up.
Here goes the problem, and this is where lethal always kind of does things a certain way. They're illegal as tender in the United States and
exactly.
In certain areas because they have no face value on the coins. So you buy a Krugerrand, what is it, a $5 coin, a $25 coin, a $100 coin? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
That's why it's not used as a tender, but it is used as gold.
Right. Hmm. And that's because one of the five qualifications of currency is that it has an agreed upon price that everybody internationally accepts. And since we it is gold, and gold has been moving so much, nobody really, when you hand it to somebody, nobody really knows what that coin is worth at that moment. That's one of the five conditions of currency, that it's easy, easily recognizable, that it has an agreed-upon value, that it's portable, it's divisible, and I forget what the fifth one is, but it's got five things that it has to do to be legal currency.
I was just reading it.
See, and it's not divisible because that, you know, a one-ounce coin of gold like that could be worth $1,200, $1,300, $1,700, and then I go and buy a six-pack of Pepsi from you. How do you make change for it? You know, we can't just sit there with an axe and chop it up into pieces, so it's not easily divisible. Oh, recognizable was the other one, recognizable. It has to be easily to be recognized and prove that it is what it is.
Okay. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Because I know it was a gold product, and because it was a gold product, it had a very, very high value. And one time you were not allowed to have it in the United States.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, when we divested of South Africa.
So with that being said, my question was, how did that work into America's dollar? Would it be the same way? So y'all answer my question. I'm good with
no,
that.
No, I'm trying to think on that. I'm giving it serious thought. I would rather think first before I speak. I don't want to be a politician.
Well, listen, while you're thinking, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
iHeartRadio plays your favorite station and over 1,500 more live local stations through your mobile device. So when you leave town, you can still hear the sounds and programming you love and discover more like music, sports, news. There's lots there, and iHeartRadio is always free. Just download the app for Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows Phone, and more. Find out what over 20 million registered users already know at iHeartRadio.com.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The ride this morning for San Francisco area commuters was pretty much the way it's been for the last few days, a nightmare. But a transit strike is over, at least for now, and the trip home should be a lot better.
This afternoon, Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART trains in the Bay Area, are scheduled to be back up and running after unions called off a four-day strike, agreeing to extend a labor contract for a month. But union leaders say issues have not been resolved.
The attack by BART on our members
and on working families throughout the Bay Area.
The two sides have until August 4th to agree on a new contract. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The prosecution in George Zimmerman's murder trial is wrapping up its case. One of the final witnesses, the doctor who performed the autopsy on Trayvon Martin.
The medical examiner determined that he was alive from 1 minute to possibly 10 minutes after the shooting. However, the way the bullet entered his heart essentially paralyzed him. He couldn't have moved and he couldn't have spoken right after the shooting, which seems to contradict what George Zimmerman said after the shooting, that Trayvon Martin got up off of him and then said, "You got me," before collapsing.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Sanford, Florida. At least one person is dead after Egyptian troops opened fire on mostly Islamist protesters who were demanding that ousted President Mohamed Morsi be returned to power. Thousands of Morsi supporters have been rallying around the country. Employers created 195,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department says that shows that hiring is slow and steady. ABC News business and economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says the report misses the mark.
Where we did not see jobs improve is in the manufacturing space. President Obama has made a big commitment saying that he wants to see those jobs increase. Unfortunately, the last handful of months, they've been decreasing, and those tend to be the higher-paying jobs.
Unemployment nationally, still 7.6%. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Think you're spending too much time online, chatting and emailing? You probably are.
Hey, OMG, look at this picture of my food and...
Shoot me an email with a copy of that report.
What did we do before we said and typed stuff like that? Apparently a lot. A report from eMarketer says the average user spends 23 hours a week staying up to date on social media, email, and other kinds of online communication. That's 14% of all the hours in a week. But at the same time, we realize it's an issue. 54% of respondents say they've tried to cut back in the past year in favor of more person-to-person contact.
How you doing?
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Eric Huff is getting his dog back. Bayou went missing in Los Angeles 3 years ago. He was recently found in Florida. The dog had been taken to a shelter where a scan turned up a microchip ID. Huff had moved, but he was tracked down by a volunteer for Missing Pet Partnership. Huff expects his pit bull to arrive home on Sunday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology. All the engine protection you will ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600. Saturdays at 8:30, Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting.
That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Selection, selection, selection. Over 200 new 2013 Ford F-150s on sale, and every new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT in stock is 27% off MSRP. And 27% off includes Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, V8s, and EcoBoost engines. And we include a bedliner and remote start, too. 27% off means huge discounts of up to $12,000 off MSRP. See us online at fairwayford.us or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600 WSOM every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600 WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've got like, I've got like 53 more minutes and a half before my weekend starts.
Why can't I get in the chat room?
I don't know. Something's wrong with your computer. Sticks can't get into it here either. But everybody else seems to be in there. So
I have never had a problem.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank everybody that came out and walked in the parades on yesterday. It was very, very nice. It was a hot, blistering, muggy day. But people had a good time. It was great seeing people out walking around, spending time with family. And it's all about what the holiday is supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to celebrate your freedom. And, you know, as I said a little bit earlier, we got into health care, we got into a little bit other things that we were talking about. But I wanted to say, celebrate what God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you understand that God has given it to all of us, embrace it and take care of it.
Let's try.
No, not try. You have the, as the electorate of the three words, is say, we, the people. That's what it say.
Mm-hmm.
We the people, which means we are not going to give the politicians the power to take our freedom from us. That's what it say, Jeff.
Right. Right, I'm with you.
Ain't that what it say?
As they say, that's the book.
That's the book. So, South Carolina is on the phone. Mike is on the phone with us. And we want to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. What else is going on? What else have I missed? South Carolina, what's new with you? Mike, what's new in the news? We talked about Morsi and Egypt, and I brought in Saudi Arabia because I really want to know why we never hear about them like we hear about everybody else. We brought up the currency. What am I missing?
Well, you missed the fact that the president went to Africa and spent $100 million, but they couldn't spare a couple of thousand so they can have a fireworks show at Camp Lejeune.
No.
Or to reopen the White House on 4th of July.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. You got to get your priorities together.
Priorities?
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
Listen, you can't tell me that President Bush and President Obama ended up in Africa the same week for a holiday.
No. No, that was
y'all got to sell that to somebody else. I don't know what they had to talk about that they couldn't do it on American soil. But whatever it is, they just accidentally ended up in Africa in the same place at the same time.
No, that was a plan. That was a plan. They had to come together, did they not? Is that Chicago?
No, that's South Carolina.
I thought Chicago was in there too.
No, Mike. Why, Jeff?
Because they had to talk about the guy leaking all over the place.
Why they got to talk about the leaker?
Well, because it affects national security, no doubt.
And so, what's the conversation between the two going to do to stop the leak or make the leak better? Y'all had me to explain this to me because you know I'm not as smart as a fifth grader.
Well,
I'm confused.
I don't know because you have such an inept leadership going on here in this country, and I believe that whatever if he and Bush got together and decided that there was a game plan to follow, I believe that he would, change it just because.
Well, this trip was planned long in advance, and I think it's a kind of a snub that they planned the trip so that he was out of the country for the 4th of July celebration, like it isn't all that important, because we all know he does have one agenda that really drives me crazy, and that's this anti-American exceptionalism drum that he beats.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, we are a blessed nation. And I believe in American exceptionalism. That's why, and so do the people who risk their lives to come to this country, paddling over bathtubs and everything from Cuba. And you know, I have friends who were Cuban refugees, and I have had friends who came up from South America illegally, and then stayed and did what they had to do to become properly documented. And they hate it when Americans bash America, because they say, you have no idea what you're talking about. You should see where I came from. And they will share with you at a level that, you know, what it is to go to your door one morning and find your brother's head in a cardboard box on the front porch because he tried to get kids away from drug lords. You know, that's an actual friend of mine who had that happen to her.
That's serious.
That's scary.
Yeah. And she told me that her brother came to the United States illegal and was here, and he was in California, and he got busted for selling marijuana and stuff, and he got sent back there, and when he saw the light and realized what a mistake he had made, and he started working against the drug lords, and he was killed. And she said, now, I could blame America because they sent my brother home, but the truth is my brother set up the scenario that led to his own death. He didn't have to be caught with, you know, a quarter pound of marijuana on him in the streets of L.A., you know, as an illegal, you know, before he was properly documented or whatever. So she was dating a guy from Cuba who recently came from Cuba. And she said she broke it off because she said, I couldn't stand it. Every place we went, he would do nothing but bash America. Every place we go for a long ride. And she turned to him one day. They were going from the Washington, D.C. area where they live to Florida, so he could get on a plane and go over and see his mother and visit his mother and everything else over in Cuba. And the whole time he was knocking the United States. And she said, do you understand we just rode 700 miles down the highway and we didn't need anybody's permission? That I could stop in any gas station and pull out my little debit card because I had a paycheck because of this country, and I could buy all the gasoline we needed, pay the tolls and do everything else, and stop in hotels, and we could get a room for the night and everything else. She said, that don't happen in Cuba. Stop bashing the United States or go back there, she told him.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes the people who come here by choice and become citizens by choice appreciate this place more than the people who were accidentally born here.
Now, Mike, you got to understand why that is.
Okay.
The reason that is because they know what other places look like. The problem with America, we think everybody lives like us.
Yeah.
And we take what we have for granted.
Yes. Yep.
We take what we have. I mean, you know, there's a cliche that says you never miss your water till your well runs dry. We have no idea how great we have it. That's why we don't embrace the free education system that we have.
That's why our children
do not excel.
When I was 18 years old after high school, I got out of the United States for several months and got to travel. And I've crawled under the barbed wire, and I've been in communist countries. And I see the way they live. And I was never so glad to be an American when I came back. I've never left the country since. Because it's just
so
special here.
we're not taught to really embrace what God has given us here in America. I mean, think about it. How patriotic are our young people today?
They're not. They have no idea what patriotism is. They have
no
idea.
Whose responsibility was it for us to teach them God, family, and country?
Family. The family. It wasn't the government's job. It was the family's job.
But now the government is now telling me that your children are not yours. They're ours.
Yeah. Yes,
and they're telling me that a woman has a right to choose. So right now they're upset with the governor of Ohio, and they're bashing him for being a anti-woman because he cut funding to Planned Parenthood.
Right.
We're giving opportunity
to
expand.
Right. See, along with your right to choose goes with your right to choose how to pay for it. That's how I feel about that. I'm all for what the governor did. Why do I have to pay for someone else's choices?
That's just a total free market capitalist.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll never stop you, but if you can pull out your checkbook and write the check, well, then you can buy anything that's legal in this country as far as I'm concerned. But if you can't and you just simply want and everything else, like what a farce that woman was. What's her name? The one who stood up and said that she couldn't afford birth control or something. At the Congress, she testified. She became a national
figure
overnight.
Yeah, the one that they took up to the convention.
Flux. Yeah. What a lie that whole woman. She has a Harvard Law degree under one of the set-aside programs that she qualified for, filling some quota at Harvard. Full scholarship, 30 years old, working in a prestigious law firm, and she gets up and has the nerve to testify that, like, she can relate to some welfare mom who doesn't have enough money to feed her kids, and she stands there like she can't afford $10 a month birth control, and that makes it the government's responsibility. I mean, that's amazing, and nobody took her to task on it, because of course, if you say anything, then you're an anti-woman. They just throw the alphabet at you.
That's what I'm saying. So my question is, what in the world are we doing when we have this choice that we're telling people to choose, but we're not telling them to make a good decision? So Jeff can come in here and tell me that we got a 6-year-old choosing that he knows that he wants to be a girl, and they're suing because he wants to go in the girls' bathroom and not go in the boys' bathroom.
Right.
And what they're saying is it's a matter of the child has the right to choose his sexual preference. At 6 years old, children don't have a sexual preference. That's gender preference. It's not sexual. You know, I don't know too many 6-year-olds that are, you know, making sex choices. They're making gender choices, and so people just take all these terms and throw them out there.
My question is, when did you get the liberty to start making gender choices?
I have no idea.
I'm confused.
I have no idea.
South Carolina, when did you take? When did you make your choice? South Carolina, when did you make your choice? Jeff, I know you chose about 3, didn't you?
No, three what?
3 years old.
No.
You made a sexual choice, didn't you?
I made a sexual choice when I was 1. I was very advanced, you see.
I thought you made a choice when you was in the womb, and when you came out, when you looked down, you said, "Whoo, that's my choice." Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I made my choice, and, you know, my choice was inside the womb, and I said, I think I want to do this. And I said, and I came out, and my choice was made. And
yeah.
That's what I thought. Now,
yeah.
Mike, you made your choice at about five, right?
I don't remember when I made my choice, but I remembered when I was glad what my choice was, and that was when my aunt, go back many, many, when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, she was a rather well-endowed woman, would sit me on her lap and hug me tight and just pull me right into those feet.
Oh,
there's my choice.
My
choice made.
Can we say that on the radio?
You can say that on the radio. Choice made.
I made my choice before that, but I do remember liking my choice.
No, that's right.
So, I mean, I'm just not quite sure. I mean, I don't think we understand. And I'm going to switch subjects for a real quick minute because I got to get Jeff off of Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm trying to get into the chat room.
Why? It's almost time to go home.
It's time to go, but you got people in there.
I know, but I got a question for you, Joe.
Yeah, I got you.
You talked about here locally. Do you guys have? Are they growing farms at the end of your street?
Not in the inner city. Ask the Carolina guy.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. South Carolina, are they growing farms at the end of your street, and corn farms and sunflower farms?
Boy, they make me really upset with that one because
no, but wait a minute, Jeff. We got to set it up because people are listening in South Carolina. Mike.
Yeah.
Are they growing farms at the end of your street?
I live in a farm town.
No, not farm land. Right. But is your township or your municipality, are they growing funding farms for the end of your street?
Not at the end of my street, no. But I don't know.
How about in your neighborhood?
We do have a county agent, and we do have a very active agricultural department here in South Carolina. It's a big industry here. It's a couple $1 billion a year. Now,
but
I have enough water in my yard after all this rain for all these weeks that I could they're going to raise my taxes because now I'm on waterfront property. But no,
that wasn't due to global warming, was it?
Now, Tracy, you have to understand,
yes?
When you say farming and stuff, I am involved in agriculture to the extent that I am very involved in alternative crops for small-scale ethanol production. So I am involved in agriculture. Yeah, it's one of the projects we're working on.
Well, right here, they're growing sunflower and corn fields
mm-hmm.
on the corners of our streets to beautify them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff just thinks the project is just absolutely wonderful.
In the middle of the city, that's what the problem is. And
yeah, I understand. Sunflowers I can understand. Corn I don't. But I will tell you all this, Tracy,
yeah.
Jeff, my brother and sister, if they start growing mm-hmm. cotton, run. You better just get out of town if they start growing cotton at the end of your street. Because you know what's next.
We can't farm cotton, Jeff. You know
what?
We
can't farm cotton up here, but
we don't have a climate for cotton.
That's right, because they can dig them corn and taters too. You know, like it did in Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. You know,
I think my mama threw out my sugar cane.
Oh no, that's too bad. How old was it?
It wasn't but a couple weeks ago. I bought some.
Oh, yeah.
I bought some because I had never seen it before.
Where were you at?
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, they had sugar. Where the whole store?
They had on one of the strips from one of the, open air markets.
Wow.
And I had never tasted sugar from the sugar cane.
Oh, yeah. It's different.
I haven't learned how to cut it open, and I cut it, which was really kind of, you need a real sharp knife,
right.
But I didn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think about it, I put it next to the toaster, and I think it's missing in action. I think she took it and threw it out. Okay, I'm sorry. Since I was going back to the land of cotton, I just wanted to get that out. Okay,
I just can't believe they're growing corn and sunflowers as part of a beautification thing.
No. What they're doing is they're growing. They have these. What they call urban gardens.
Yeah.
And in the urban garden, they are teaching people how to raise crops in the city. And all it is to me, and it really, really gets on my nerves,
mm-hmm.
because I believe it is, they are teaching black kids to work on farms again. And I think they're doing it on purpose because you don't see any black business incubators going in the inner city communities. You don't see them financing black businesses to do business inside of inner cities. But you see these farms, urban farms, popping up everywhere. Now, they're only, they're probably only about a quarter of an acre of land, maybe, or maybe a half, but that's it.
It depends on the size of the lot.
Yeah, it depends on the lot.
The one on Oak Hill, that's a big sunflower corn farm.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing this in New York City. There was a big meeting in New York City a month or two ago, and one of our media people who works with us attended it to film the event, and it was inner city people in New York, and it was white collar people growing gardens and everything else as alternative food. There's a whole movement of teaching people how to grow food.
I don't even see them showing people how to. See, I don't have a problem with them if they're teaching them agriculture so they can learn how to have their own garden. I think that's a good idea. But at least sunflowers do not create food.
Well, just the seeds, and that's a lot of work just to eat a few seeds.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And so if you're gonna have these urban gardens, then why aren't you teaching people how to go in to become farmers?
No, not going to do it.
See, farmers, if you can become a farmer, then you can have some money. But and if you can grow food and learn the difference between, you know, how to grow tomato plants and pepper plants and all that kind of stuff, that's great.
They want you to see in New York, they're doing it for the people on a different basis. See,
yeah,
they're
for
doing
organic
it
food.
Right, organic stuff, and they have the walls for you if you're in your apartment, and you have a area up on top of the building. They have the herb walls and certain other things that they can that they can do. However, when they're doing it on the inner city here, they're trying to teach these young kids how to work the farm. Now, it could be to their advantage to a certain degree one day, but I resent that.
Sunflowers are not to your advantage, Jeff.
Well, they are if you learn how to sell them.
Unless you plan to legalize, unless you're going to legalize marijuana, you want to teach kids how to grow tall plants.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. Way back in my day, we didn't need no help.
Jeff, you're not supposed to tell it out loud.
Hey, I can tell it now. It's those days are over.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't know.
Hey, I grew it.
Hold up.
But I never inhaled.
Hold on, Jeff. Now, wait a minute. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Listen, they just got Paula Deen. And it was 20 years. And that was 20 years. You better be careful.
I apologize.
Because they may come back and get you, and they'll put it on tape. When you go to run for office, they'll say that you had a farm.
That's right.
I'm so sorry.
And you had people out there picking it.
That's
anybody out there that did not smoke a joint in high school, I want you to go out there and pick up a rock and throw it so hard at my head that it kills me.
Okay, I need your address. Jeff, I need your address. And I'm going to pick you a rock. Give me a nerf rock, though. I don't want to hurt you.
Hey, man, I used to live on a street called Rock View, so we had plenty of rocks, and and around my yard, which we it was like a fortress in a sense. We had a rock cliff on one end of the thing, but we had rocks that we threw at each other. We had apple trees; we threw apples at each other.
Yeah,
Buckeyes.
You were right on the corner there. What was that side street? Start with an H. Hoffman. Hoffmeyer? Hoffman?
Hawthorne.
Like yeah, Hawthorne. That was it.
You know about that, and you down in South Carolina.
I'm down in South Carolina.
Hold on. The new man in the chat room said he didn't inhale either.
That's right.
Here's what Jeff has got to say. Jeff, I want to handle your campaign. Okay. Jeff, you admit to growing, but you never harvested. There, we got it covered, Jeff. Okay, move on with your political career.
That's a good one, man.
There you go. That was good.
I'm with it. But you shocked me about the street. So you're from Youngstown originally?
No,
sir.
I'm from Connecticut.
Then how do you know about that street?
Have you heard of Google Maps?
And I can't read a map. Jeff,
yeah,
you don't know how to...
Oh, wow.
Actually, Mike's coming on with us Tuesday, Jeff, so you know.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about, because he is a blind man. He's one of the first blind people to ever go to public school.
I could be black. I wouldn't know, Tracy.
He's a carpenter. That is true. And he's a carpenter now.
Man, that's
so heavy. I want you to understand that he takes a nail and a hammer and hits the nail and the hammer and it goes into the piece of wood and he can do it for a living and it misses his finger every time.
Wow.
That's a problem. Because I got two eyes, and I jack up my...
everything but me, but don't worry about it.
I have issues. There you go, Jeff.
I don't want to keep Jeff up all night worrying that I'm with the NSA and I'm stalking him and, you know, and all this. Jeff, Tracy's right. You don't know what you say and how much personal information you give out.
You give.
I listened to one of the past shows the other day, okay? And you started out the show by apologizing because you got a little heated with somebody the day before on the Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, and you were apologizing. And
for screaming.
Somebody called in, and you were talking to them, and you got into the whole neighborhood about Rock Hill and everything else and the street and everything else. And unfortunately, you know, I remember that conversation. I listened.
I'm telling you, you got to be careful.
I'm the guy that listens.
Yeah. I hear you.
Do I need to call your wife, Mike?
Yeah, please.
Did you know?
Please.
Have you heard? I will blackmail people.
Well,
if it can work for Clarence Carter, it can work for you.
No, but Jeff described his neighborhood so vividly that I could relate to it. It reminded me of where I grew up and stuff, and that's why it stuck in my mind, Jeff. That it was,
no,
you were proud of the old neighborhood and be at home. I missed when I got a chance a couple years ago. They had the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Young Marines. And we started in my hometown up in Connecticut. So we went back there for the 50th anniversary, and myself and some of my buddies who were kids together in the Young Marines, we walked around the old neighborhood and the old project, and we were just walking around there on a nice day and everything else. It brought back a lot of memories. As you talking, I could tell everything changed in the show between you and the other gentlemen who were speaking. You could feel your heart was in the old neighborhood. You could feel it.
You know, my heart was in the time of the old neighborhood.
Yeah,
because in that old neighborhood, you had friends.
Yeah.
You had other families that, you know, had the same, you know, things as you, you know, and you all played together and you did things together. It's not like that now.
No,
it isn't. You know, my daughter came up, and she's just turning 19 now, and she had friends at school. But right in the neighborhood, the kids were, you know, they didn't play together much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
I said earlier, I got to take a break.
I didn't know that.
We are losing our freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And we're losing our community, and we're losing our family.
Yes.
And what you miss, see, our parents, if you listen to my mom and your dad and your parents, they were raised in an era. And they tell us about how they were raised, and we didn't have some of that.
Right.
We are now raised, and you're looking at your children, and it's like, wow, they don't even have what we have. So now my question is, when your daughter, in 30 years, becomes my age, what is she going to say that she didn't have? I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Fake yawns. I've seen them kill a thousand nights. But they can be prevented by hitting up Taco Bell for fourth meal. All those melty, crunchy, spicy grill tastes and stuff like nachos, quesadillas, and Doritos Locos Tacos will keep everybody going strong until all yawns are real. Fourth meal from Taco Bell. Sometimes you gotta keep the night alive. Sometimes you gotta live mine. Taco Bell is open till 3 a.m. or later. At participating locations, hours may vary. Doritos is the trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. Copyright 2012.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. We now know the name of the man killed during a standoff Wednesday night at Boardman. Police shot 30-year-old Daniel Fitton Jr. after he fired a round at police from outside of his Cook Avenue apartment. Fitton reportedly was threatening neighbors and his girlfriend with a gun. Police say before the shootout, they fired tear gas and called Fitton 69 times in an effort to get him out of the house. Austin Town's fireworks celebration was a huge hit. After a seven-year absence, the show was back in business Wednesday night. Organizers say nearly 5,000 people attended. $25,000 in donations helped pull off the 22-minute fireworks show. Inspectors are examining a carnival ride in Newton Falls after a woman fell from it Thursday. A 29-year-old woman went on the rock and roll ride at the annual Newton Falls Festival. She says her seatbelt came loose and she was tossed around the ride basket. She spent the night at the hospital for a back sprain. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and the number is 347-945-5229. Again, that number is 347-945-5229. And, you know, I want to thank South Carolina's both of you for calling in and hanging out with us today. It's been a pleasure having you both. And Jeff's here in studio. And I want to thank Bob for calling in and letting me know that I was off the air earlier, so I'm sorry that any of you chimed in earlier and couldn't reach us, that we had a thunderstorm out there where our towers are, and I just didn't realize that I had no meters and I wasn't paying attention. I had it on earlier. What have I not one more thing locally, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's up with the Jeds in Austintown?
Oh, the Jeds in Austintown, Ohio.
Don't go anywhere, South Carolina. You got to hear this.
Yeah, you got to hear this. Well, Jeds are Joint Economic Development area, yeah, districts that go between a city and suburb government that they enter into agreements, you know, to invest and share the proceeds coming from certain different things that are coming up in Austin in a district. So in other words, the city would run the water lines and all the other stuff out to the big facility that they want to build or that the business is coming in, and then that would be free of charge to the the municipality that they're going into, and they would make money, you know, off of, you know, charging taxes. A certain amount of the property tax would go to the city, and a certain amount would go to the suburb, town, or whatever they are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, why is it we brought this up again, and they think they're considering it now, where they didn't consider it when Jay Williams was there.
Well,
I know what it's all about. My question is, I want you to answer a question that I don't know. Why is it that now, you know, they can look into it, but they couldn't look into it 6 years ago?
Well, they're looking into it with the reasonable people that are now the
administration.
That are now the town commissioners. But before that, one of the commissioners still is saying.
Well, now Lisa Olds don't want to mess around
with
y'all.
Lisa Olds doesn't want your people coming and going to school at our schools, as she says. You know, I wondered, was she including me in that? And I wondered, did she ever see my daughter at her school and think that it was some of your people? Okay, if you ask me, this woman should not be in office at all, and just because of her racism and prejudice.
What? Hold on, Jeff. There ain't no such thing. Because you listen.
No, yeah, she's a Democrat,
no,
so yeah, there's,
right.
There's no such thing.
And Paula Deen.
I'm so hardly scared.
There you go.
Okay, but the thing is now at least Lisa Olds is being consistent. We don't want to even consider that. But the reasonable people on the board. One of them is my neighbor, who is a one of the commissioners, they're at least going to entertain it because it's not coming from a black man. That's the mayor of the city of Youngstown. So they're considering it.
I know.
Wow.
And they should consider it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Tracy,
yeah,
I have been in absolute shock since last week when you – I won't even repeat the word, but what you said, they were calling you at some political meeting you went to, the Liberals.
It wasn't Republicans. They're not Republicans.
No, I know.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here. I mean, I told you a few of my friends, like some just busted out laughing because they never heard anybody call that before and said, where did that come from? And I said, and I told them your story, and they said, who would do that? And I said, not Republicans. They were just like shocked. They were just like shocked. You can't believe people would even behave that way in public in this day and age.
You want to bet? Do you guys realize that unemployment for youth is up 16.1% in June, and 23.7% in the African American community?
Wow!
Only 13.2% in the Hispanic community. And up 11.6% amongst women. I thought I'd throw that out there. I changed the subject completely, but I'm just reading that, and I'm like, wow.
What did they call you?
They called me a leprechaun.
Who did that?
He used to own Crystals.
Crystals.
Restaurant over on Belmont.
Yeah.
Short little guy, standing about 2'3".
Yeah, Jeff.
No, not Jeff.
Okay.
No. He used to own, he was, what's his name? I can't think of his name. He was short. By the same, he stood about 5'2".
What the?
it was in his happy sauce one night. No, not Jeff. And it was in his happy sauce one night.
Wow.
Okay.
At a
wasn't
meeting.
Sherman,
no,
it wasn't Sherman Helmsley, was it? He was about 5'2". And he'd say something like that.
No, Sherman was cool.
Oh,
but we do
don't
have
think
that
for
connection
one minute
here.
That Carol O'Connor and Sherman Helmsley actually, the reason they were so good at playing the part is because they studied it so much from the opposite side of the fence. You know, that's why they were so good at playing those characters, because they were not like that in real life.
And not at all.
No.
Not at all. People would be surprised how open-hearted that Carol O'Connor was, and for him to play that part was really profound.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then Sherman Hemsley was gay.
No way, really? I mean, I got to be careful what I say. But like, no. I mean,
Sherman Hemsley was gay.
Okay.
News break.
Now, remember on the show,
Jefferson?
Okay, remember on the show, the Jefferson. You remember how his mother was? how controlling she was. Mom's out there. This is a warning to you.
The servant.
Oh, we are politically incorrect.
We are, but I just, you know, as I said, people do what they do, and I don't knock what they do. But yes, Sherman Hemsley was gay.
Yeah, yeah. My friend just laughed out loud in disbelief, saying, "There's just no way I made it." They thought I made it up.
But I tell you what else was really funny to me, you know, Perry Mason.
Oh yeah, Raymond Burr, Mr. Macho.
Yeah.
I was so shocked about that one.
Heck, I hated that Ron Hudson was gay, and I knew that. I met him and his partner.
Oh,
I was ashamed.
Yeah.
No, not Jim Neighbors. That wasn't his partner.
Neighbors.
That was the rumor back then. That was the rumor back then. See, I'm older than you. I heard more rumors than you have. my rumors go way back. That's why I don't get upset with a lot of this conspiracy stuff. I've been hearing this stuff on the radio for over 50 years since I was maybe 10, 11 years old and had a 3-transistor radio under my pillow at night that I kept on real low so my mother couldn't hear. And some mornings I go to school scared to death. Because of UFOs and the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the John Birch Society and the Federal Reserve. I've heard all these things for 50 years.
You live in my world, huh?
Don't get him started.
No, I don't, actually. I'm so beyond it, Jeff. I'm going to bring you peace someday, Jeff. I'll teach you the secret how to have peace in all this insanity.
I have peace, my friend.
I hope so.
I do.
He just got shadow people hanging out.
Well, I know what everything is, and when these things show up at times, there's going to be some people that's going to be so shocked.
Well, Obama left the White House right now to go on this trip, and yes, it did cost $100 million, but what they're not telling the public is most of that money is spent for the exterminators to get the shadow people out of the White House. He couldn't be there while they were spraying.
Speaking of which, I'm looking forward to seeing the movie about the butler that Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey did. The butler in the White House?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one, too.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't do movies.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing that one. What are you guys doing this weekend? Jeff, you're playing at the fireplace tonight.
Fireplace tonight, and I'm at the I think I'm down at Waterworth Park down in Salem this week as well on Sunday.
Is there a water park in Salem?
Waterworth Park. It's a name of somebody. That's not. No.
See, why would they name something Waterworth when we're thinking it's a water park?
Well, it's on the back of a graveyard. It's a very nice park, and it has a very nice little amphitheater in there. And then we go down there and we play, and the people come out and hang out and have blankets and stuff, and it's all good.
So now, okay, Waterworth Park.
Waterworth Park.
Waterworth Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to
the fireplace tonight.
So
9-1.
I can come out to the fireplace tonight.
Yes.
And
he's got that new microphone he's going to give you. So you can say.
I didn't get the new one yet, but I got a new mic stand.
But I can sing on the old because I'm a hold the mics. Get that.
Yeah,
I want to hold. I got to hold it so I can perform. You know,
you got it.
It doesn't do any good to have a mic and stand there with a.
You got it, Cookie.
You gonna let me play a saxophone?
There you go.
No, you can't play my saxophone. No. You can't play my saxophone. I'm gonna let you get up there and sing something.
I can sing.
You can't play my saxophone.
Okay, so I'm gonna sing a song. Okay.
It's cold in here, girl. I done changed that temperature twice. It's not doing anything.
Jeez, okay, I'm going to sing. Mike, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually planning to finish some work this weekend to get ready to get the websites and everything up for the television show and to get things going for a project that, if I can pull off, will create a couple of 100,000 jobs across the United States. So I'm working on that.
I like that. What did you say about television show? What television show?
Well, that's why you can interview me Tuesday, isn't it? You want to know all about me. If I tell you everything now, I won't be any mystery. You'll lose interest. I know how you women are.
Jeez, oh, man.
No. Yeah, we're working on a television show. South Carolina is also helping me. The show is called Sight Unseen, S-I-T-E, and it makes fun of the fact that I can't see the building site. And it's going to be about all the tricks and stuff I've learned, how A blind guy has worked in 13 construction trades in his life. In our first season, we're going to build a home for a disabled veteran.
Okay.
And there's more to it than that, because we're going to do a lot of filming. It'll become a course of study on how to do the whole program, get it funded and everything else to help out the veterans and, you know, make modifications to their home for disabilities and stuff and all that and teach. And we'll make that those videos and that training material available across the country. My goal is to have at least 1,000 houses, 2,000 houses a year built for veterans who need the modifications and stuff, who came back in pieces from the war, you know. And,
Wait a minute. You're trying to get them a house. I'm just trying to get them benefits so they can pay for the electricity to go in the house.
Well, that's
right now, the way things are going, they're not even taking care of the people so they can take care of their business. It's just kind of very, very rude
exactly,
of the American electorate.
Our crew of volunteers / helpers or whatever are going to be disabled veterans and veterans and all. And it's like, give up on the fact that government's going to help anybody. That's part of my message. Being the first blind child, as you know, in the United States to be allowed to have a public school education. The government
Mike, you're going too far. Mike, you're going to be here Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
You sound like that camel on. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Mike, you're going too far. You'll be back
okay.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's
can
change
hear
the
me.
Subject. I don't want to talk about me. I'm bored with me. I know me. I'm not all that interested.
Mike. Thursday, Tuesday.
Yeah, we will.
Tuesday.
Jeff, I want to talk to Jeff. Jeff. Is any of his music online anywhere?
Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. Is that any of your music online anywhere, Jeff?
Yes. You can go to the sensationslive.com.
Sensationslive.com?
Uh-huh. You can hear a little bit of that. And then if you go to YouTube, you may... I don't know what they have up my jazz guys up under. You have a couple excerpts of jazz things that I've done here, too, as well.
Cool.
I'll be playing at the Summer Festival next week, Tracy.
Is that at Youngstown State?
Yeah, for the 10th year straight.
Are you gonna open up for...
No. Well, no, that's downtown.
Oh.
I'll play at the Summer Festival of the Arts up at YSU.
Okay.
Kirk Whalum will be downtown.
Okay.
At,
downtown somewhere.
At the Jazz Festival that evening, which I will
do
be going to.
Do they have chairs, or do you have to bring your own?
You got to bring your own chair. Mm-hmm. You got to bring one of those lawn chairs. It was really nice last year. I got to give it.
Well,
to
I'm a Kurt Whalum fan.
That's my hero.
I'm a Kurt Whalum fan. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of music he's going to do. I had an opportunity to meet him a little while back.
I was just at the live call-in he had a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And he's going to do all of his stuff. It's all jazz stuff. Whether it's gospel or not. I mean, he does some gospel stuff, but he's going
to
do...
I just want him to do one song. He can do his whole...
I told him, I said, I like Do You Feel Me? He said, I'm going to do that one on the show when I come there.
I want him to do Falling in Love with Jesus. That's
Falling in Love.
Jeff. No. That's his. No, South Carolina, no. No, y'all are missing it. I'm not y'all. I said
falling in love.
You're so being hijacked. You're the worst vocal terrorist.
You know what, Tracy? You know, Jeff, she wants us to she wants you to give her the mic, but when we take the mic, it's a problem.
Well, the difference is she has paying customers.
Y'all always singing. I want her to hear Kurt. I've seen him sing it, but I want to see Kurt Whalum sing it, because I like out of all of the jazz musicians, my favorites are Kurt Whalum, mm-hmm. Bobby Caldwell.
Yes, you're wondering where I've been.
No, Jeff. Y'all, listen, ain't nothing y'all can do. Bobby Caldwell. No. As well as y'all can sing, great. No. You understand? They need to sing that song himself.
Yeah.
I wonder why. We need to bring him to town.
Who?
Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah, let's do it.
You think people know who he is?
No. But okay. They'll come. I want to bring George Benson.
Mike may not know who Bobby Caldwell is.
Mike knows who Bobby Caldwell is.
I don't know.
Don't you, Mike?
No, I don't.
I got to side with South Carolina. He's just up the road. He can kick my butt if I don't agree with him. He's a Marine, you know. So I got to whip out here and go, no, I don't know.
Mike.
Enlighten me, brother. Enlighten me.
Bobby Caldwell was a jazz singer, is a jazz singer. That back in when he had his hit songs out, nobody knew that he was a white guy.
Caucasian, yeah.
Caucasian.
Oh, okay.
No.
But he was bad. He's a bad fella.
Wow, that is cool. It's kind of like the original Amos and Andy on the radio. That was two white guys. It wasn't until it went to television that it became equal opportunity. Did you know that? That's actual fact in radio history. Yeah, it wasn't until they went on television that they actually started putting black folks in the role playing black folks. What a novel idea, huh?
That makes sense, doesn't it? Hey, Chicago, how you doing, honey?
Oh, everything's great. I just wish they'd hurry up and give me my Nobel Peace Prize about talking about and finding solutions for the crime here in the United States. You know?
You got on TV?
Usually in Chicago, black people killing their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say that again. Chicago.
Over the night, it was like 11... homicides and shootings.
Did a white man kill any of them?
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it then.
Well, you know, hey.
you know that?
It's black folks' problem. They should be questioning their mayor and Barack Obama.
Oh, no, they're going to leave.
They voted for him well, overwhelmingly.
And? They had 22 the same weekend as Trayvon Martin, and nobody said nothing.
60.
So,
60. Okay.
It was 25 last weekend.
And that's just a business. That's just keeping law and order in business. Why are you playing Chicago? Call up here talking about that stuff. You know that's a business.
You know, so black folks get smart enough to start questioning the people they put in office.
Yeah.
What?
Now, Chicago, what? I'll handle your public relations, too. Now, if you want a Nobel Peace Prize, here's what you got to do. You got to swear that within 3 years after we give you the Nobel Peace Prize, you got drones out killing people. And you expand the war to two fronts.
Two fronts, and then close down the jails. The one in Gitmo, so that you can bring all those dangerous people to the United States. So when they try to break them free, they kill up neighborhoods full of people.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the recycling program of the green side. You recycle all the terrorists, put them back on the battlefield, so you can catch them again. You keep the tech business.
And it helps with global warming.
It helps fight global warming. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, no, it helps with population control. I told you next week I'm really prepared for a conversation on population control. So beware.
I mean, that works.
Bilderbergers.
It's a great thing.
That's what we have to do. No, Margaret Sanger, eugenics. Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey went to the Bilderbergers and said that was the biggest thing that we had to do is take care of that. And don't forget the Georgia Guidestones say 500 million people is all that should be left to live on Earth. That's in balance with nature. I've got to go. God bless you guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday. The number is 347-945-5229. You listen to us on WSOM AM 600. Hope everything works out well for you this weekend. Please be safe as you go out. God bless you, and we'll see you then. See you, Jeff. See ya.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back,
at 600WSOM.com.
Upper House of Parliament today in preparations for new elections. In the meantime, supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi took to the streets as the protests in Cairo turned deadly. Trayvon Martin's mother took the stand today at the trial of George Zimmerman, the man accused of killing her son. She testified that the screams heard on a 911 call the night of the teen's death were her son's. The defense is expected to take over tomorrow. The Labor Department...